Welcome to Abundant Retirement with Tony Roberts from A. Roberts Associates. Planning for your financial future means navigating challenges like market volatility, inflation, and retirement income. Abundant Retirement is here to help by addressing common financial concerns, sharing valuable strategies, and exploring ways you can work toward your financial goals. Now, let's get started with Abundant Retirement.
Welcome to Abundant Retirement. I'm Tony Roberts, your host for today's podcast. And with me, as always, is our co-host, Mr. Tony Shore. And we are here today to talk about all things retirement, whether it be in the private sector or what we're probably going to hit on a little bit today in more detail is actually retirement planning if you're a public sector employee, because guess what? There's a lot of things going on in the federal employee workshop or workplace today, and it's causing a lot of questions to be asked. It's also causing a little bit of anxiety, Mr. Shore.
Yeah.
And hopefully this over the next few minutes, we can answer some direct questions, maybe give some people a little bit of a chance to sit back, relax a little bit, and understand that the world's not falling apart here. And hopefully relieve again some of that anxiety and instill a little bit more peace of mind. So with that, as always, Tony Shore, it is always a pleasure to be here with you. Yep. And looking forward to working with you, day in, day out with this podcast. We're really excited about it.
Yeah, and I know you have a lot of great information for our listeners out there and viewers. We're on YouTube. I want to encourage the listeners and viewers, you can subscribe to the show on YouTube, and every week there'll be a new video with new financial and retirement information. We're also on all the major podcasting sites, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music. So, and those links are all available on our show page, which is at arobertsassociates.com. That's arobertsassociates.com. And you can go to the podcast page there, and there's links to all the sites where we're available. Plus, you can listen to the shows there, and there's a contact form if they have questions for you, Tony, and I know they will. And federal employees, you've been helping people in the area for years, federal employees in the Louisville area and all around, as well as other people, but you do help federal employees, and you have some knowledge in this area. And yeah, talk about controversial right now. And a lot of people are wondering, hey, what do I do if I'm offered a package? Don't make decisions without working with a financial professional though, right?
Oh, Tony, you couldn't have said it better. And, I think all of us, no matter what your political persuasion, think all of us through the years have sat there and said, man, I wish federal government was ran a little bit more like our day-to-day businesses that we have to deal with, balancing the checkbook and everything else like that. Well, we're sort of getting a little bit of inclination of that happening right now, and I don't know how it's setting in with a lot of folks, but, hopefully it comes and I know, I definitely do not want to make light of the subject because, when somebody has a job one day and then all of a sudden it may be cut or eliminated or something like that. I mean, that's tough and that's life changing.
Yeah, that's hard.
And, it takes a plan to be able to recover from that and everything else like that. Tony, you hit it on the head. We this is our 40th year in business, and wow. I know us.
You must have started when you're 10.
I was actually two, Tony.
Over 50. So,
but I mean, we've had a fun time with it. We're still having a lot of joy because at the end of the day, it allows us to be able to help people understand and live their dreams. I mean, because retirement is that culmination of people working their entire lifetime in order to get to a point to where they can go into retirement, make sure they've got enough money to live on, make sure they're not going to go broke, and then do all of the little things or maybe huge things that they put off while working in order to get to retirement. So yeah, this is our 40th year in this business. Since 2012, we've worked pretty exclusively with federal employees. And that sort of came across by accident. I had one of my older clients at the time, Tony, who asked me if I could help his son with his retirement planning. And I said, yeah, I'll be glad to. And so anyway, long story short, Sam came in, introduced himself. We sat down. And at that point, Tony, I got introduced to the federal government's acronym system. TSP, FERS, FEHB, FEGLI. I mean, I was like, what is all of this stuff? And, you know, once we did about 6 months worth of training and diving into all this, you know, we sort of realized TSP was the government's 401k and the different things that go along with that. So again, the cool thing about federal employees, Tony, as you well know, they have a pension, they've got Social Security, and they've got their savings through their TSP and portfolios and things like that. So they literally have that three-legged stool of which to rely on when it comes to retirement.
Yeah. Yeah. So if they've done everything right and worked with somebody like yourself, they can be set depending on their situation. Everybody's situation is different, how long they've worked in that government job or as a public employee. So it can get confusing, though, like you said. I mean, you know, until I started working with you, I didn't know what a TSP was because I'm not a government employee. But now I know a lot about it. And my brother-in-law and one of my best friends, he works in Washington for the federal government, and he just retired. And so I was talking to him about his retirement plans leading up to that. Yeah. And, you know, he knows I work in the business as well, you know, co-hosting shows. And I've worked with different advisors and worked with you for a number of years now, Tony. And I think it's great that you do this to help people, but it is a whole different situation when you're a federal employee. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that today. Basically, what are some facts we need to know about this? What would you like to share with our listeners?
Well, Tony, I think you start at the beginning. And again, whether you're a federal employee or a private sector employee that's thinking about retiring, you know, the biggest question that we usually get on the front end are the most concerning question. You know, what concerns you about retiring? You know, what maybe makes you wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning saying, should I do this retirement thing or not? Most people will look at me and say, do I have enough money? I mean, that's right. Where it always starts.
Yep.
And it's not only do you have enough money, Tony, it's a situation to where, from our perspective, you know, Tony, I think our industry does a bad job in a couple of situations. Number one, our industry has a tendency to all be about product, you know, the next greatest, you know, get me in the next greatest NVIDIA or whatever the next greatest tech thing that's coming along. You know, it's a product. Well, anybody worth their weight in gold out there will have access to products.
Right.
But do you have a plan? It sort of goes back to building a house, Tony. You know, you don't start building a house by going in and saying, hey, I want to put my microwave in the kitchen over here. And even before you dig the hole and, you know, start putting the foundation together. When you start thinking about building a house, the first thing you'll probably do is go out and hire an architect to basically, you know, give you the plans of the house that you want to have built for yourself. The same could be said for retirement planning. It's all about the plan and working with a specialist that, you know, understands the complications of putting these plans together and being able to forecast models so that, yeah, so you don't go broke. But you also have to have an increasing income stream year over year because, you know, most of us will probably agree it's going to cost more to live 5 and 10 and 20 years down the road than it costs to live today. And the other thing that you have to look at when again, you think about going into retirement is what lifestyle have you become accustomed to? And usually that lifestyle is linked hand in hand with the amount of money that you make. I mean, Tony, I'd love to go back and be 30 years old again, but I don't want to go back and have my 30-year-old bank account again.
Right.
So again, when you're looking at that person, whether they be 55, 60, 65 years of age, and they're sitting there saying, I'm thinking about retiring, you know, what we like to do is sit there and say, hey, look, how much money are you living on today? And let's say they're living on $10,000 a month, $120,000 a year. Well, just because they retire doesn't necessarily mean that they want to take a decrease in the amount of money they've got coming in. They, in all likelihood, they want to still live on that $10,000 a month. So it's specialists like myself that are, you know, put to task with building a plan that replaces that income so you don't take a lifestyle hit, make sure it can build itself properly over the next several years, and make sure that they don't go broke. And again, that's where we start with each and every one of the clients that we work with on a day-to-day basis.
So the first step is to have that plan, get a written plan in place.
Exactly.
Roll out the plans just like you would if you're planning on building a house. The first step is planning. Have somebody, an architecture and a contractor, get experts in their field to look over the plans and help you create your plans to fulfill your dreams. It's still going to be your dream home, but you've got to have experts help you reach those goals or you're never going to get there. And that's where you come in. The parallel is that's what you do for your clients and can help our listeners with. And so, again, I want to encourage all our listeners, if they have questions that come up during the show or any of the future shows, we're going to cover a lot of different topics here each week. Some finances, market volatility, Roth IRAs, what to do with a 401k, today TSPs. So there are social security planning shows. So there's going to be a lot. And again, if they're watching, the number is right there on the screen. If they're listening, call 888-955-3665. That's 888-955-3665. And Tony and his team there will take care of you. Now, Tony, having a plan in place is the first step. What's next, especially for federal employees?
Well, again, building out these models, and let me just interject one other thing there too, Tony. When you're building out these models, we build them out from a very conservative growth rate. So we're looking at our growth rate probably somewhere between 4 and 5%, which is very, very conservative when we start looking at these models and building out these models. And our thoughts are simply this: if we can make this model work at a 4 to 5% growth rate, then when we actually put it on the streets and start to realize, you know, some of the returns that we become accustomed to over the past 20 to 30 years, then we, in all likelihood, are going to exceed those model expectations. So it'll end up being even a better plan down the road than sure, what we are forecasting up front. But yeah, as federal employees, there's a lot of things to look at. I mean, you know, let's go back the resigned email that went out and mm-hmm. talk a little bit about what employees, a federal retirement pension plan looks like. You know, for the most part, all the federal employees today, Tony, are what we call under FERS, which is a federal employee retirement pension plan. And the crux of a FERS pension plan is simply this: if you are going to be 100% qualified for a full pension, there are basically three qualifiers that have to be met in order for you to get your full pension. Number one, it is considered to be years of service and your age. So if you meet your minimum retirement age, and for most federal employees, your minimum retirement age is between age 55 and 57. If you're at your minimum retirement age, 55 to 57, and you have at least 30 years of service with the federal government, then you can retire, get your full pension, and take off. You know, you're 57, you got your full pension, and it's going to run the gamut for you. Or if you're age 60 with 20 years service, or if you're age 62 with 5 or more years of service. Now, again, if you're 62 with 5 years of service, your pension is going to be considerably less than somebody that is 62 with 30 years of service.
Oh,
but
sure,
again, you're not going to get penalized. You're going to have your full pension. And when I say your full pension, it not only considers the pension amount, but you also have the ability to keep your FEHB, which is the government's health insurance acronym. You can
nice.
Keep your FEGLI, which is the government's life insurance acronym. You've got dental, you've got vision, you've got all of your other benefits, which you are entitled to keep along with your pension. And let me caveat that: as long as you've been enrolled in the plans for 5 years
sure.
or more. So again, you're going to get to keep all of this. And so when we sit there and start looking at this, we have the ability to be able to go in and calculate what your pension is going to be. There's also a little caveat in there that if you're under the age of 62 and either meet that 30 years minimum retirement age plus 30 years or age 60 with 20 years, there's also a supplement. It's called a FERS supplement that will add to your pension and will pay out to you up until age 62. And some people mistakenly call it the Social Security supplement. The only reason they do that, Tony, is because the numbers are actually based on your age 62 Social Security benefit. Mm-hmm. But again, that's some extra monies there that are available pre-age 62 that will be able to be built into your retirement plan and help supplement the overall ability to, you know, meet some of those income needs and things like that. And the reason they came about with this a few years back, Tony, was simply this. Again, the federal government is set up to allow you to fully retire before you reach age 62. Well, what can we not get until we're actually age 62? And that's Social Security. So again, when they sat there and said, hey, look, we've got people that are able to retire at age 57, but they're not doing it because they're not able to bring enough money in. They sat there and said, well, what if we give them a Social Security lookalike that can add to their pension, be paid out to them until they actually hit age 62, and then it cuts off? Do you have to take your Social Security at age 62 when the supplement cuts off? No, you don't. But again, it at least gets you the ability to get there. So those are what we call being able to retire from the federal government with full pension benefits and everything else like that. There's also an what they call an MRA plus 10, which basically is you reach minimum retirement age and you've got 10 plus years of service, but you don't have 30. So let's say I'm age 57 and I've got 20 years of service. I could do an MRA plus 10 and receive full benefits, full pension, keep my other benefits, my health insurance, my life insurance, and things like that. However, because I don't have my 30 years, I'm going to take a 5% hit on my pension for every year that I'm under age 62. So if I'm 57, you know, I'm 5 years away from 62, 5 times 5, I'm going to take a permanent 25% hit on my pension. Does that make sense? Don't know. Just depends. Everybody is different. And again, that's the reason that you want to know what your numbers are. You want to, you know, maybe seek out a specialist like myself that can give you some scenarios of saying, hey, look, try to make these decisions about retiring from an educated basis, not just a hope-so basis, which is not a very good plan.
No, you don't want to have a plan for a third of your life or more based on hope, right? Just, oh, I hope it works out, right?
I'm going to have to figure out an acronym, what I can use hope for as an acronym that makes sense on whether you retire or don't retire, you know?
Yeah, we'll have to think about that. That's a good challenge. Well, I mean, you can't base plans based on hope. Not so good. I mean, it's always great to have hope. That's nice, but it's nothing that you can count on. You want some solid written facts and a plan that you know will be there. You want to know X amount will be there each month in retirement to pay the bills, right? And you want to know exactly how long that's going to last, hopefully indefinitely, as long as you live, right? So that's where you come in and you solve for that. Retirement income is, if it wasn't for solving for retirement income, people might not need a financial advisor like yourself. I mean, there are a lot of details that you do. I mean, from investments to insurance to Social Security and Medicare. I mean, everything that's covered in a retirement or an income plan like that. But retirement income, solving for income in retirement, just not something people can do. I'm only going to retire. My wife and I are only going to go through this process once. You go through it every day, Tony.
Well, yeah, and I share that with people because, you know, all the people that I meet with are sort of like you, Tony. They're probably going to go through this retirement thing once and once only in their lifetime.
Yep.
And again, we see multiple cases a day. We put the models together for multiple people and everything else like that. So, I don't like to say it's old hat to us. Everybody is different, but again, everybody's the same in a lot of ways because, again, how can I replace the income? How can I make sure I don't go broke? And then there's some other factors that are out there, you know, I tell a story. I've got a client who lives on $30,000 a year, and I've got some doctor clients who live on $30,000 a month. They're both happy. They're both happy. It's just that lifestyle thing, man, and what you get used to. But you know, in some other things that I share, and I actually, you know, I wrote a brief about this. But back in 2007, 2008, we took a step back as a firm and said, you know what, we're actually just like everybody else up and down the street in the fact that we're sort of part of this whole problem that goes along with managed money and retirement planning and everything else like that. And I bring that up for being able to say this, Tony. You know, I have a lot of people that look at me and say, you know, should we time the market, or what about when the market's down, or this, that, and the other? And as advisors, we've basically been taught to say since the beginning of time, don't worry about the market. The market always comes back, which is a true statement.
Sure.
It's a true statement. But I was around in 1987. I was around in the dot-com bust in 2000. I was around in the banking financial crisis in 07, 08, and 09. I've seen quarterly, end of year quarters, 2015, 2018 dive. You know, we got the China flu that hit us in 2020. And then you got 2022 where the markets just said, you know what, we're going to take some profit and everything's going to be down 20% across the board. Well, what happens then if I retire in August of 2007 and the markets in September and October of 2007 start that 40 to 50% dive over the next 18 to 24 months? Are you in a position as an advisor to look at a client and say, oh, don't worry about your money. It'll be back in 2 or 3 or 4 years. They just retired. They need their money now.
Yeah. So and again, if they're taking out.
We had to sit there and sort of take a good close look at ourselves and say, what can we do differently to help our clients diversify their portfolios so that when the market is down, we can let it be alone and correct itself and go over here and maybe play with some more guaranteed types of funds, more guaranteed monies that aren't as, you know, correlated to the market's ups and downs and violent swings as sometimes as you get as being invested directly in the market. So, you know, we changed our philosophy a little bit back then, and it's worked well. Our clients like it. You know, the biggest compliment we get anymore is when we have a lot of volatility in the market is we don't have any client phone calls. And the reason being is our clients are comfortable. They know they're in good shape. And they're like, hey, look, the market's up. We're good. Everything's fine and dandy. And you know, when we meet with these people 2 and 3 and 4 times a year, you know, these are all the things that we go into and talk about in greater detail and things of that nature right there. Yeah. So again, that's all part of the plan. Circling back real quick, Tony, and back to the federal thing for a minute. So, So again, you get this resign email that comes out and people had a week or however many days to respond to it. man, it caused a lot of anxiety. Now we did get phone calls for that. Let me trust you. Yeah. A lot of phone calls are going on, but again, you know, the whole crux of that resign thing was basically trying to reduce the size of federal government.
Sure.
They thought that they may get somewhere around 8 to 10% that would respond. I think it ended up somewhere in the 6 to 7% range. But, you know, we pretty much talked to the people that were seeking our advice on it. And our viewpoint on this thing was fairly simple, Tony. If you were, in fact, thinking about retiring in the next, let's say, 0 to 18 months, then maybe it would make sense to go ahead and sign up to receive basically 33 weeks of paid administrative leave. Now, everybody was going to have it tweaked a little bit depending on the departments and the agencies you worked in, everything else like that. But the crux of the whole benefit was saying, hey, look, we're going to give you 33 weeks of paid administrative leave. And on September 30th, you're going to be gone, going to be retired. Ding, ding, ding. So again, if you were planning on retiring, let's say at the end of the year or maybe sometime in 2026, and you could back that thing up and say, okay, they're going to pay me 33 weeks for not, you know, for basically kicking my feet up on the sofa. Mm-hmm. And then I can retire on 9/30, which was just maybe a few months ahead of schedule on what I was wanting to do. And again, we recalculated those models. We made sure that the numbers were all going to work out and everything else like that. But in those cases, it may have made sense to reply to the resign and say, yeah, sign me up. I'm out of here. If you were probably looking at retiring, you know, 2027 and beyond, then that may not have been in your best interest to respond to that email and sit there and take it from that standpoint. Now, what they did was they also came back around and they offered an early retirement across the board. And again, I went over earlier what full retirement consisted of, minimum retirement age and 30 years. Well, what they came back and said was this: if you were age 50 with 20 years or any age with 25 years, you can have a full retirement. You can go ahead and get a full retirement. So again, that brought in a whole nother, you know, multitude of people that now would sit there and say, hey, look, maybe I was thinking about retiring, but I was 3 or 4 or 5 years down the road. Then all of a sudden it's like, wow, maybe I could do this now. I don't know. So again, you know, back to the drawing board. Let's put the models together. Let's see what the numbers look like. Can we come close to replacing your pre-retirement income? And can we make sure you don't go broke? And so again, there's been a lot going on with the federal government and the federal government system. Some good, some bad, but it has opened the doors to a lot more people having the possibility to be able to retire sooner rather than later.
Before you do anything or make any decisions, you should consult with a financial professional who knows about federal benefits, who knows about retirement planning, whether you're a federal employee or not, but especially if you're a federal employee that's thinking about changing your retirement plans based on some of these things. Work with a financial professional. And I think that's hugely important. So before we go today, how can our listeners out there get a hold of you and set up that you don't charge as a no charge, no obligation consultation? How can they do that?
Yeah, Tony, the first couple of meetings with me, and I'm the senior advisor in our firm, and the meetings will happen with me. But the first couple of meetings, number one, we're getting together. We're getting to know each other. For lack of better words, we're also making sure that each one of us are a right fit client with the other.
Sure.
You know, as much as I hate to say it, I know there's some people out there I may not jihaw with and vice versa. You know, there's some clients that we may not be the right fit for. But for the most part, anyway, the first meeting, we're getting to know each other a little bit better. We're gathering data that we can then go and start to populate those models, which are very important. And then once we get the models, and these models are not, you know, they're not final detail. Okay. Right. If you actually become a client of ours, you're going to get, and I'm old school, everything is housed electronically, but you're still going to get that 2-2.5 inch binder with all the reports in it and, you know, all the paper things that you can put your hands on and actually feel, unlike some other things out there that we can't feel. We just have to take it for granted. But, you know, we're going to get you. So again, we're going to collect that data at the first meeting. We're going to then develop and sort of give you a 10,000 foot look in to see if this thing is possible or not. And if it is possible, then we're going to outline that and give you the details of how we see it being able to work and how it is to go forward. And at the end of that second meeting, now it's sort of the ball's in the client's court. You know, if they feel like working with us is something that they could see themselves doing for the next several years, if they feel like that we're trying in our utmost ability to do the best thing and possible for, you know, for them and trying to build out not only the models and everything that we're going to be looking at, but to have, you know, good, solid conversations between each other. We actually, Tony, I don't know if you know this or not, but it's, I hate to use the word quirky, but we actually started using a few years back what we call a client's bill of rights. Huh. And it's about 15 to 17 bullet points that talk about how we, as our firm, are going to treat you, the client, And it also has about 7 or 8 different bullet points that we ask the client to also treat us back as far as feedback and things like that.
Nice.
And with that, we just have a tendency to be able to sit there and say, hey, look, if we do all of this on behalf of each other, it will make for a good, solid relationship going forward. Because, you know, again, the last 2 years have been pretty easy to talk through client reviews and things of that nature. But 2022, when everything was down 20%, you know, those client reviews aren't as fun as the ones when you're up 20%. So again, these are all things that we look at. These will be what would go on when you call the office and reach out to it, whether it be, you know, through the phone or whether you go online, and want to reach out to us, whatever the case may be. The first meeting, Tony, usually takes about 40, 45 minutes. And then we're probably looking at an hour, maybe a little over an hour at that second meeting. And from there, it's up to you.
Yeah, there's no charger obligation.
No, there's no charger. My reasoning for that, Tony, is I sort of feel like that, and I've sort of come full circle. I used to charge a fee and things up front and this, that, and the other, but I sort of feel like that if we can't bring value that you can't see, that we have the ability to do right by you, then, you know, why am I going to charge you a fee for sort of kicking the tires, for lack of a better word?
Exactly. Well, I think it's great. And one more time before we go, I want to encourage our listeners and viewers, if they haven't already, to subscribe to the show Abundant Retirement. We're on YouTube, and that's all they have to do is hit the subscribe button if they're watching this on YouTube, or they can go to arobertsassociates.com, go to the show page, and there they can click the links to subscribe as a podcast, audio-only podcast, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or they can go to any of those major podcasting sites, wherever they listen to podcasts, and type in Abundant Retirement and Tony Roberts, and the show will come up. But great show. In the future, Tony, I know you've got a lot of great topics planned out for us. I mean, we're going to touch on some hot topics right now, and that's, you know, Social Security benefits, how to maximize those, Roth IRAs, how to minimize our tax burden in retirement, market volatility, everything. And we'll touch more on federal benefits and more on what people need to be doing there, because it seems like things are changing daily. So you're going to keep us up to date each week on that, Tony, right?
Well, we're definitely going to try to. I mean, nobody has the silver bullet by any chance or any means. But, you know, what we try to do is base all of our planning work on logic and ideas that make sense. Because we own our own registered investment advisory firm, you know, we get to decide on what topics we want to talk with our clients about. I'm not a CPA or a tax attorney, but I know there are 7 or 8 different tax strategies out there that could be advantageous to our clients. And
sure.
And again, when I sit there and say that, as their advisor who they are paying, you know, either a fee to or a commission or whatever the case may be, you know, taxes are the biggest hand in your pocket in retirement.
Yeah.
And in my viewpoint, if I can't at least have some conversation with you about some things that could possibly save you money when it comes to tax planning, then I don't really think I'm doing you justice as your advisor. Now, once we have these conversations, Tony, then yeah, let's get a hold of your CPA or let's get a hold of your tax attorney and let's run these scenarios by them. And, you know, for lack of better words, let them shoot holes in it or whatever the case may be.
Sure.
But at least let's you know, look at this thing and neither, you know, maybe come up with a plan or dismiss some things that may not make sense or whatever the case may be, but at least have conversation about it. You know, again, as an advisor, as somebody that is a specialist, is leading you on this path of retirement, you know, the biggest thing that I can bring to the table is being able to give you ideas and suggestions and things to have a conversation about that you may not even have known about before we put them on the table. So that's something that we try to do day in and day out.
All right. And before we go, one more time, I'm going to give that phone number. It's 888-955-3. 1-800-665-665. Give Tony and his team a call there. Great show today, Tony. Listeners and viewers, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Abundant Retirement with our host, Tony Roberts.
Thank you for joining us for Abundant Retirement. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Tony Roberts at A. Roberts Associates at 888-955-3665 or visit arobertsassociates.com now. Join us again soon for another episode of Abundant Retirement.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.